Welcome to Minions and Misfits.
Be family friendly. Actual play. Oh,
podcast. It's a podcast. We do things. Oh. It's great.
Where?
We love it. Where you and your friends can enjoy our lovely times together.
And today, we're even more off kilter. Even more... What's the phrase I'm trying to think of?
I have no idea what you're trying to bring up.
Hanky panky?
I don't know.
No, that's definitely not it.
Nope, that's definitely... No.
That is not family friendly.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Is it?
That's, yeah,
there's
it's definitely not it.
Too many things just in my head that I'm like, that's a phrase?
And family friendly, off kilter TTRPGs, where we play everything that isn't Dungeons & Dragons, except for today, where I think we're playing Dungeons & Dragons.
No, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, ignore the voices in your brain. We'll discover that there's really life after Beth as we kind of delve into this adventure with our drinking buddies, where we kind of see all these chances up in the air until we finally make things pitch perfect, because today we're playing a game called Fanna Kendrick.
Fanna Kendrick, yes. We're playing Pitch Perfect.
So, what my guests, what my co-hosts don't know is this is actually This is actually our April Fool's episode. So April Fool's, we're not playing a tabletop RPG. We're playing an Anna Kendrick quiz game created by me.
Oh, yay, my gosh.
And they're thrilled. I
and
wish that
here
you could...
I assumed.
Oh, Dylan. The disappointment in his eyes.
I've been building this up for the last few weeks as like the bloodiest one shot we'd ever do.
I have to think of anything I know about Anna Kendrick now.
And
I
no
don't.
Googling.
Can I Bing?
Never Google during a quiz game.
I can't. What, can I DuckDuckGo?
No, you can't. You have to use your mind. Your mind is your only resource. The internet is no longer your friend.
Rusty, if you hear any typing, just go ahead and put up a blaring sound alarm that they can know I cheated.
No. The skill you need.
What's wrong with you?
I even put Anna Kendrick sounds on our voice channel.
That gave me the biggest jump scare. Oh, my ears are a hellscape right now.
What's wrong with you?
Wow. All right, listeners, I can't... That's
the top
mine.
Ones are just old ones.
Those are mine, yeah. I can't tell you the terrible experience that my ears are having right now as they play every Anna Kendrick sound there is on a soundboard.
As you guys know, I love Anna Kendrick, and I eventually...
In an unhealthy way, it's true, yeah.
She's awesome. She's the best. What I discovered in prepping for this game is there is no Anna Kendrick soundboard on the internet, so I had to make my own.
That honestly shocks me.
I know, it's terrible. But anyway, we are playing a game called Fanna Kendrick. It is an Anna Kendrick kind of pub quiz that has several different games within it. And
Anna
the
Kendrick,
winner
if
of this game...
you want to come on the podcast, you're always welcome.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I would die. I would really die.
You can come on with the rest of us. We will treat you like a normal human being.
Like a normal person, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll treat you like a normal person.
I don't know if you're capable of that, buddy.
I don't think so. I would probably geek out. As you will see in the game we're about to play, which has all sorts of quiz and trivia that I don't expect anybody to know.
Out of curiosity, did you upload this soundboard to the internet so that there now is one on the internet for people to get?
I did not.
You should. It would be an
we
act
should,
of service.
Yeah.
Patreon.
I need to spend more time on it. That being said, because this is, of course, Fanna Kendrick, the classic Anna Kendrick game show, choose names for yourselves. You know, you're not playing characters, you're playing yourselves, but choose a name of an Anna Kendrick character.
Of an Anna Kendrick character. Oh, okay, I'm going to Google something real quick.
Cinderella
you can't Google it.
The only one I remember.
No,
and
but
Becca.
I know what movie it is. I can't remember her name. It's the movie with her and Ryan Reynolds where she's a head in a fridge.
Oh, it's called Voices, and she is...
What's her name in that?
Let me look it up.
That's why... Yeah, see? Looking up. Yeah, thank you.
I could
hey,
just
I'm the host. I can do this.
Becca.
Lisa.
Lisa. Okay, I am Lisa.
All right, you're Lisa. All right, well, without further ado, are you ready to begin, Fanna Kendrick?
Yes, I think.
Let's do it.
So many things
all right.
Wrong.
So, for the first question of Fanna Kendrick, this game is called The Warm-Up. This is just basic Anna Kendrick trivia that anybody should know. And it's a multiple choice quiz.
Okay.
And so what's going to happen is I'm going to ask the question, give you four choices, A, B, C, and D. And you both, when I say go, have to tell me what your answer is.
Okay.
And I will kind of keep tallies. Simple enough?
Yeah. Again, multiple choices is how I love to do quizzes.
Oh, sweet. Well, you'll love some of this game.
I just finished my midterms, dude. Like, what are you doing?
All right. Well, first off, question number one, easy one. Mm. In what year was Anna Kendrick born?
Oh, gosh.
Do we chime in? Oh, there's options. That's right.
What year was I born in? Oh, options.
I was born in 1996.
A, 1991.
Nope.
B, 1989.
Nope.
C, 1987.
Nope.
Or D, 1985.
Nope. I'm going to say...
Think about it.
You got to think about it.
Say
write
go.
Down your answer. Right. You can't...
Write down my answer, yes.
Oh, actually, you better text me your answer. Text
no,
me your answer.
No, because it'll take too long to get
I want to write it down
through.
And then, like,
I'm writing
turn.
It down. We can screen share. I'll screen share my little writing pad that I'm using here.
Yeah, do that. Do that.
Yeah.
What were the options?
I definitely thought this game through. A, 1991, B, 1989, C, 1987, and D, 1985. Listeners, play along at home. When do you think Anna Kendrick was born?
Don't Google it. That's not how you play quiz games.
I'm not Googling nothing. And you can see my screen now, so I can show
that
them
that. That was honestly to the audience, because the real way you play quiz games is by getting really good at guessing. Not by
I thought you were calling me out.
No, sorry. I'm sorry, Dylan. I was calling
it's
out our
fine.
Listeners.
It's understandable.
All right. So show your answers in 3, 2, 1. Your
answers.
I should not be looking at your screen.
We also can't see your pencil writing.
Yeah, I can't see what you wrote.
It's too dark. And now it's too bright.
Oh, there gosh, it is. So
we both have the same right. answer. Are we both right, wrong
so
or both right?
You both put B? I thought that's an A on yours.
Mine's B.
I switched it before we switched in.
Oh, well,
I thought it might have been A, then I second guessed. Now I think it actually might be A again.
Well, actually, you're both wrong because the answer is, of course, D. Anna Kendrick was born in 1985.
She can't be that old. That's not right.
I know. She's so youthful.
Wow.
Oh,
dang.
Yeah, well,
good
turns
for
out neither Cinderella nor Lisa knew Anna Kendrick as well as they thought they did.
No!
But let's see if the next one will help us. Where was Anna Kendrick born?
Oh, no.
Mm.
A, Portland, Maine. Ooh. B, Hershey, Pennsylvania.
I wish.
C, Santa Barbara, California. Or D, New Rochelle, New York. A, Portland, Maine. B, Hershey, Pennsylvania. C, Santa Barbara, California.
Part
or
of me
D,
wants it to be
New
B
Rochelle,
so bad.
New York.
If it's B, I'm going to be mad because I want it to be B. But I don't think it is.
I'm just playing Anna Kendrick sound effects while we wait.
I'm ready.
Oh, you're ready? All right. Oh, I can pull that up too. Okay, sweet.
It's frustrating that all of those were fairly, like, not super well-known towns.
Except for Hershey, Pennsylvania, of course.
Best-known town.
I've heard of Portland, Maine. All right,
Maine, show your answers
Portland,
in 3, 2, 1.
Oregon?
Portland, there's a Portland, Maine. It's the only, like, city in Maine.
Well, we keep saying the same things. Are we both
you
wrong
both
on everything?
D, which is New Rochelle, New York. Which is wrong!
No!
Cue the Anna Kendrick sound effect.
What?
No!
Which one's right?
She was born in Portland,
Hershey?
Maine.
Oh.
No!
She's a Mainer.
She
I wanted
have
Anna
Kendrick.
She's so
Dang.
Bad. She's an
nope.
actress. Of course she doesn't have it.
Yeah.
But maybe you'll get this next one.
I don't think so.
I think
so.
This question... Yeah, maybe not.
If we've proven anything is that we know nothing about Anna Kendrick.
Which is exactly why this is the bloodiest one shot we've ever
oh,
done.
Oh, it's yeah. true.
Where all the points are up in the air and nobody is pitch perfect.
None of them matter because.
Am I just trolling you?
Line it is anyway.
Or is it just a Rapture Palooza? That one is.
We're not out of the woods yet. We are just getting into the woods.
What is Anna Kendrick's middle name? A. Nicole. B. Cook. C. Francis. Or D. Bonana.
I wish. Man, I really
Anna
wish.
Bonana.
I really hope it's D.
Is she Anna Bonana Kendrick?
Only if her parents hated her.
All right.
I'm ready. I believe in this one.
All right. Show your answers in 3, 2, 1, go.
This is where it needs to be like a live show.
A.
You both put, yeah.
Us. Did we
you both put A.
We have the same mind.
We're so in sync.
We're so in sync about being wrong.
And you're both wrong. It's not Anna Nicole Kendrick. You're thinking of Anna Nicole Smith.
Kidman.
No!
Anna Nicole Kidman. She's Anna Cook Kendrick is her full name.
I'm
Anna
sorry,
Cook
Anna.
Kendrick.
That's just a last name,
like,
as a middle name.
That can't be it. Surely not.
No.
I'm assuming that's like a family surname at some point in there that they added as the middle name.
I think so. I don't know.
Though it's your job to know.
It's true. I'm going to say yes then to sound professional.
Which side of the family?
Fathers. No, okay. Must be mothers.
It has to be mothers.
Her mothers, I believe, according to IMDb, her name is Janice.
Janice Cook.
Janice.
Perhaps. And
Janice
she has an older brother.
Janice is such a mom name.
Named Cook?
Oh, no, I'm saying Anna Kendrick has an older brother.
Yeah, whose name is
also
Cook.
An actor.
His name is Cook Anna Kendrick.
He was born in 1983.
Why do you know this?
Because IMDb has a lot of information. All right, next question is this. Number four, how tall is Anna Kendrick? How tall is Anna Kendrick?
I might know this one, actually.
5'2", B, 5'1", C, 5', or D, 4'11"? Is she 5'2", 5'1", 5', or 4'11"? Or is she 6'9"? You seem very determined.
I'm ready.
All right. Let me see. Pull your inches up. All right. 3, 2, 1, show them. You both put A?
No!
Well, you're
this
both...
would be a lot more interesting if we ever put different answers.
I know!
Well, guess what? You finally got something right.
I knew 5'2 would be right because my wife is 5'2.
You have an Anna Kendrick sized wife?
Yeah, I do have an Anna Kendrick sized wife.
That's I will now only ever refer to your wife, Lindsay, as the Anna Kendrick sized wife.
That's fine. I'm sure she'll be okay with that.
All right, well.
Wow, we actually got
five.
One. That feels good. No, we got to revel in our victory for a second. What
that
are you
does
doing?
Feel good.
Here, I'll play the "You Did Something Right" song again.
Oh, thank you. Oh, so good.
That's from the last 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, extra bonus
such
point
a
for
sad
Rebecca.
Movie. Such a good movie.
So currently we stand at 1.
Yay!
Yes, and you are tied. Cinderella and Lisa are tied with 1 point.
Let's go, Lisa. We can do this. We can get to 2 points.
I believe
points
in us. I can.
You're
I too can be
apart,
a fridge in the head.
Lisa.
That's not.
All right, Anna.
Thank
goodness. Anna Kendrick was nominated for Best Supporting Actress, the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in what 2009 film?
In every role she's been in.
She should be. Especially Alice Darling, by the way.
Mm.
She was stunning in that.
I've not seen that. I'll have to watch it.
It's really, really good. The winner of this game gets to watch Alice Darling with me and help me host an Anna Kendrick-themed podcast.
Okay, I want half of that.
the podcast part?
No, I won't tell you which half.
So Anna Kendrick was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress for which 2009 film?
I have to think back to 2009 now.
A, The Mark Pease Experience. B, Up in the Air. C, Elsewhere. Or D, Twilight New Moon. A, The Mark Pease Experience.
Oh, that would have been Twilight
B,
era.
Up in the Air. C, Elsewhere. Or D, Twilight New Moon.
I'm ready.
All right.
Ooh.
Reveal your answers in 3, 2, 1.
Same?
Show them. What'd you put?
I put D.
I put B.
Oh!
We finally Lisa differ.
Cinderella, do you know how many Academy Awards Twilight has been nominated
Zero
for?
What's wrong with you?
I didn't know any of the other movies.
She was nominated for Best
Twilight
Supporting Actress.
Is she in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's in all these movies. And they all came out in 2009. But she was nominated for Up in the Air, where she starred alongside George Clooney, and it's a pretty great film about the 2008-2009 recession.
I do like George Clooney.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
That is an attractive man.
Okay. But yes.
Next podcast.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Different celebrities that we've... I don't...
You don't like the George Clooney vibe?
He's
not bearded Clooney? Bearded Clooney is where it's at.
Like, it's just...
Like salt and pepper bearded Clooney?
It's too...
Too conventionally attractive?
Yeah. But he is, like... He's pretty. He's pretty. He's not pretty. He's handsome. But
yeah,
it's just
handsome,
not, like, my...
Young Clooney was pretty. Old Clooney is handsome.
Which means that Lisa pulls ahead with 1 point. Lisa, i.e.
I have 2 points. It feels so
Next
good.
Question is, who has Anna Kendrick not dated? Oh. Which sounds like an insult.
It's Sam.
Who has Anna Kendrick not dated? A,
the answer
Edgar
is Sam.
Wright. B, Ben Richardson. C, Jake Johnson, or D, Bill Hader? Who has she not dated out of those four
gentlemen? If she's dated Edgar Wright and I don't know about it, I'm doing something very wrong with my life because he's my favorite director.
Oh. Edgar Wright, Ben Richardson, Jake Johnson, or Bill Hader?
I don't know C, but I know the other ones. I'm going to go...
Jake Johnson is the only one I know. He played Mysterio.
You know Bill Hader. Right?
No, that's Jake Johnson
was
in
New Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal is Mysterio.
Who's Jake Johnson?
He's a New Girl. He's Nick in New Girl.
Which one does he play in New Girl?
Nick.
That's the Jewish guy with the hair? Who's Nick?
The old-looking guy.
He's Nick Miller.
Nick Miller.
I'm glad my sister doesn't listen to this podcast because she'd be so mad at me.
You know Bill Hader, surely.
I love Jake Johnson. Who's Bill Hader player?
He's SNL. He's like an SNL guy, like the best, like the
which one?
Top there's era of SNL.
There's a lot of them.
I know, there's so many of them. But he was like the best era of SNL.
Truth. Jason Sudeikis, Kristen Wiig.
I've decided.
Okay, show your answers. Who has Anna Kendrick not dated? Edgar Wright, Ben Richardson, Jake Johnson, or Bill Hader? 3, 2, 1, show your answers.
Same
brain
again.
So you both put D for Bill Hader.
He sounds
guys.
Cool. What's wrong with you?
She and Bill Hader met on the set of Noel, which is a 2019 Disney Christmas film, which is fantastic.
I didn't know they dated though.
They dated from 2020 to 2022.
They're like two of my favorite celebrities. How did
I know? Yeah. If they had children, it'd be like the best children ever. That being said, she has never dated Jake Johnson, despite starring in several movies with him.
She has dated Edgar Wright?
Yes, she has.
Oh.
I know.
He's the best director.
And she's the best actress.
That's debatable.
Where's my what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
All right. So neither one of you got that one right. You both said Bill Hader. Yeah. You're both wrong.
We're both haters.
You're not Kendricks. You're Cantricks.
No.
You're fired.
More like Ken not Kendrick. Anna Kendrick has been involved in how many movie franchises?
Oh gosh.
So when I say movie franchises,
is it three
I mean
or more?
No, I mean I'll say it's we can say three or more because all the ones I've named are three or more.
Okay.
Has she been involved in two? Sorry, A is two, B is three, C is four, and D is five.
Two, three, four,
and you get a bonus point if you can name
any of them.
No, if you can name all of them, if you get the right answer and then can name all of them. All right, you ready? Three, two, one.
She's not ready. Oh.
Okay, now I'm ready.
A, two, B, three, C, four, D, five. It feels like I'm playing Battleship.
Which one was three? Is B three?
B is three, yeah. Okay. All right. One, two, three, show them.
We both did B, didn't we?
I think so, yeah.
Hey, you both got it right!
Okay, now for the bonus point.
Okay,
hang on. So take off your headphones real quick so we don't... Yeah, take up. Oh, yeah, we can just write them down.
No,
that
wait,
works.
This is audio.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
This is audio, yeah. Okay, take off your headphones. I'll name them real quick. Okay. I'm going to say it's a Twilight, obviously. Mm-hmm. Trolls, I believe she was in multiples.
Yes.
And then Pitch Perfect, obviously, because that's the one she's known for.
You got it.
Okay, sweet.
All right, Rebecca.
Trolls, Twilight,
yes.
And Pitch Perfect.
Yeah,
you guys got them.
Get extra points.
Yeah, we're at three.
I just watched the final Pitch Perfect for the first time the other night. The third one's the best one.
It is the best one, yeah.
It got the lowest ratings. It's so good. All right, well, you guys are doing pretty good. And then the last question for this first game
is
this.
Hang on. Before you continue, what is our current score before we move on to the final question?
Oh, great, great thing, because this is not the game for a audio medium, I'm discovering. In this game of Fanny Kendrick, Cinderella, i.e. Rebecca, has 3 points, and Lisa, i.e. Dylan, has 4 points.
Okay.
So it's still anybody's game, and it's only going to get worse. number eight. What was the name of Anna Kendrick's memoir?
She has a memoir?
Yeah. Was it A, Save Me the Plums, B, Scrappy Little Nobody, C, Bossy Pants, or D, Just the Funny Parts?
As soon as you said the name, the image of the book popped into my head. So I have seen this, apparently. I just didn't know.
I'm ready. I think I've got it.
What was the name of Anna Kendrick's memoirs, Save Me the Plums, Scrappy Little Nobody, Bossy Pants, or Just the Funny Parts? Three, two, one, reveal.
C.
Dylan has said C.
B.
And Rebecca has said B. The answer is B.
Oh, yes, what?
Scrappy little nobody.
No. Who's see, Bossy
Pants? The Plums, Bossy Pants, and Just the Funny Parts are names of memoirs.
Is that Tina Fey's?
It is Tina Fey's.
Gosh dang it.
All right, so as the game stands right now, after the warm-up game, you both have 4 points.
Also, we should both say our answers when you say reveal.
I thought I just pulled ahead.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. No.
No, because I was ahead by one.
You were? I thought you were at 3.
So now you tied
too.
Me. No, I was at 4. You were at 3. Now it's 4-4.
This next game is called... Yes, please do say your answers. This next game is called Kate Mara or Anna Kendrick.
Oh my gosh.
Where, dear reader, if you are a listener, if you haven't yet looked up the images of Kate Mara or Anna Kendrick, they do look a little bit alike.
Not that much.
And that is... well, it's been like... I think they like once wore the same dress to an award show, and it was a big thing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, because they're both kind of like the same-ish looking, kind of. But they're both very talented professionals. But this game, I'm going to ask you some questions, say some quotes. You got to tell me, is it Anna Kendrick or is it Kate Mara?
Okay.
All right.
I know less about Kate Mara than I know about Anna Kendrick.
I have never heard that name in my life.
That's fair. All right. Who is older? Kate Mara or Anna Kendrick? Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's older? Kate Mara or Anna Kendrick? Say your answers on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Mara.
Kate Mara.
You guys both got it right. Yay! Yeah. I should also add that this game is now for 2 points each per question.
Oh,
this,
snap.
Yeah, so you both got two
Fantastic.
Points and you're both still tied 6-6. All right, who is taller? Kate Mara or Anna Kendrick? 1, 2, 3, go.
Kate Mara. It's gotta be.
Trick question, they're the same height.
Oh, no.
They're both 5'2". No. Which, no points deduction, I just wanted to be a turd.
So we're what, 6'6" right now, is that right?
Yeah, we're 6'6".
All right, I'm keeping track on my little pad here.
Over a foot taller than Anna Kendrick and Kate Mara. Separately, not combined.
Wait, what?
We're 6'6". Continue.
Okay. I thought you meant you were. I was like, you're not that tall, Rebecca.
I am taller than both of them. Not combined.
You're not 6'2", though.
I'm 5'4", on a good day.
Yeah, that's yeah. My wife's 5'4". Who has more Academy Award nominations? Kate Mara or Anna Kendrick?
Mm.
Think about it. 3, 2, 1, go.
Anna Kendrick.
You guys both got it right!
Yes. Yeah.
Look, you little Anna Kendrick fans. All right, who said this quote? Anna Kendrick or Kate Mara? I'm the person who wouldn't send back my food even if I got a steak when I'd ordered fish. Kate Mara or Anna Kendrick? I'm the person who wouldn't send back my food even if I got steak when I'd ordered fish. 3, 2, 1.
Anna Kendrick.
You guys both got it right again.
Yeah.
I'm converting you slowly to Kendrickanism. Who starred?
A new religion.
Yeah. Who starred in 2011's 10 Years? Who starred in 2011's 10 Years? Kate Mara or Anna Kendrick? 3, 2, 1.
Mara.
You guys both got it right.
Wow.
Are you guys both secretly Kate Mara fans?
Apparently.
I just figured that Anna Kendrick wouldn't be in two movies that were
well, she was
like,
in four
numbers.
That year. In 2009, she was in 4 movies.
No, I meant like that had year numbers in the title because she was
oh,
in the
why
last
would that affect
years.
Anything?
I don't know.
For a minute, I was going to like try to trick you guys and be like, who was... Because I thought it was the last 10 years for a second. So I was like, who was in 10 years and who was in the last 10 years? But it was the last 5 years, so it didn't really work out.
All right, so we're 10-10.
10-10. All right. No, you're 12-12.
Oh, 12-12.
2 points each.
Shoot.
Yeah. 12 points each. All right. This is the next quote. Who said it, Kate Mara or Anna Kendrick? All the actors I respect, especially old Hollywood actors, the reason I think so many of them have gone... I'm so sorry, I messed up.
You goofed the quote.
I goofed the quote. All the actors I respect, especially old Hollywood actors, the reason I think so many of them have had their... have had long careers
there
is that there is some sort of mystery about them. You don't know what they do on Friday nights when they go home from work. You have no clue. You have this sort of fantasy about them. Kate Mara or Anna Kendrick? I'm not reading it again.
You barely read it once.
3, 2, 1, reveal.
Kate Mara. Mara.
You guys both got it right.
Yay.
I didn't feel like it, Anna.
I'm starting to sense that you're both secret Kate Mara fans.
No, actually, we just know Kendrick Kate enough Mara. To not know when it's not her.
All right. Next quote is this: Kate Mara or Anna Kendrick? Let's be honest. I just want a Super Bowl ring. Kate Mara or Anna Kendrick?
Kendrick.
Let's just be honest. I just want a Super Bowl ring. 3, 2, 1.
Anna Kendrick.
It was Kate Mara.
Ah, you goofer.
No. Kate Mara is capable of whimsy.
I don't think so. I don't believe it.
All right. You're still tied 14-14?
Yes.
The next quote is this. I love rules and I love following them unless that rule is stupid. I love rules and I love following them unless that rule is stupid.
Me.
Anna Kendrick or Kate Mara? 3, 2, 1, go.
Mara.
Kendrick.
Was it Kendrick or Mara? It was Kendrick.
Ah!
She pulls ahead.
Aha. She pulls ahead. She now has 16. Right. All right. Let me read this one. Who said this? Kate Mara or Anna Kendrick? I was excited to get the opportunity to sing something in a movie because I love musicals and I would love to be able to do more movie musicals in the future. Anna Kendrick or Kate Mara? 3, 2, 1, go.
Mara. Kate Mara.
You guys both got it right.
I knew it could. I can't just been in too many to have said that. Even if it was our first one. Like,
she's like, I'm tired of this.
I felt like it would be a to try to trick us because we know her for her singing ones.
Yeah. And she has a very talented voice. I actually
have. Voice.
Yeah. I think I have most of the songs from like all the Pitch Perfect movies on my phone.
Wow.
I'm a big fan.
Wow.
All right. So, final question from Kate Mara or Anna Kendrick. This one could also be Rooney Mara, Kate Mara's older sister.
Oh, I wonder if there's a relation. I know Rooney. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Rooney Mara is not an option.
Dang it.
Who starred as Nina Collins alongside Jennifer Aniston in 2014's Cake?
What? I've never heard of this movie.
Or Anna Kendrick?
I don't know anything about movies.
Jennifer Aniston still does movies?
I know what I'm going to go
with. All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Kate Mara.
It was Anna Kendrick.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting slashed.
And so, end of round 16, two, Cinderella, 20. I.e. Rebecca, has 20 points, and Lisa, I.e. Dylan, has 16 points.
Mm, getting trounced by the quotes.
We have two more rounds. This next
two
round,
more each, rounds. Question,
each question is worth 3 points.
3 points? I thought it was going to be something interesting, like 4 points.
No, this is worth 3 points, but this one I will not give you options.
Oh, shoot.
You have
we
to
just have to shout
guess
it out.
The answer. Yes.
Ooh.
All right. So, this next game is called
Do we buzz
Sam
in?
And
question.
Anna.
Can we buzz my, in first?
My,
oh, yeah.
My
here,
disappointment is immeasurable and my day is ruined.
Wait, also, what was the thing? Sam and what? Sam and Anna.
Sam and Anna. These are all... See how well you know me and how I feel about Anna Kendrick. That
should
sounds
we,
not... I don't love that.
Should we use the quack to buzz in?
I actually have...
One, so.
I actually have one right here. One second...
I mean, you can say buzz and hit the no.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's do that. Sweet.
No.
All right. Let me pull this up. I can't wait till we have the conversation with Cam that goes, hey, what'd you guys play at the one shot the other day?
Well, like it was Morkport, man. You missed out.
Yeah. We got to say it was like a really like punk rock type game. Oh, man. Okay. This game is called Sam and Anna. You are now answering trivia about my
crush
fanaticism of Anna Kendrick because she's awesome.
It's different than a crush.
Right.
This is something different.
This has gone beyond.
Yeah. This is admiration.
Yeah.
That's too deep. No.
Too deep.
No, but
too
like
deep?
You respect her and you
it's
admire
admiration.
Her craft.
Yeah, it's admiration.
Yeah, not
yeah.
admiration.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, adoration. Okay, yeah. Admiration is, yeah, I would say that's the applicable word here.
You're not
yeah.
obsessed with her personally. You're not rifling
we
through her trash.
That.
You're
we just. Don't know that.
Oh, no.
We have no way to know that.
Oh, no.
You're just
no.
like, wow, she's so talented oh. and cool.
Exactly.
Yes, admiration.
yes, admiration.
Yes. Whatever has me coming out of this looking better than I do right now.
Admiration. Not having recorded this, we'll be doing that.
All right. Well, the first question, there are only four, okay. but they're each worth 3 points.
Ah, jeez.
What is Sam's favorite Anna Kendrick movie?
Oh, gosh. I can guess this one, but ooh. Do we have
if
a timer
buzz,
or is buzzing when we know?
If you don't buzz, it doesn't count.
Okay.
What is Sam's favorite Anna Kendrick movie? I will say this.
We
have talked
hint?
About it in this game.
No!
It has right. come up.
No!
All right. Rebecca?
Is it Pitch Perfect 3?
No, although that is now up there, but no, that's not it.
No!
Yes.
Is it Into the Woods?
It's not Into the Woods. You want one more guess?
Yeah.
You mentioned so many. Was it one of the 2009 ones?
No.
Vote!
Yes, Rebecca.
Was it the one where she's a talking head?
No, he wouldn't like that one. It's too dark.
Oh.
A talking head?
The fridge one that I am from.
Lisa. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That movie's way too dark.
Like
voices?
That's too dark for Sam. Yeah.
It's so dark. It was like scarred me. I was not okay after that movie. The answer, of course, is Alice, Darling. It's so good.
See, I haven't seen
Everyone
this. I'll have to watch it.
It's,
yeah. Okay.
Oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. It's about a woman escaping from abuse, and it is fantastic.
Excellent.
But no points. No points,
but excellent movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how many times have I read Anna Kendrick's book, Scrappy Little Nobody? Ooh, I'm gonna give it to Rebecca.
Ooh.
5 times.
No. Dylan.
2.
2. I've read it twice. Yay! I read it, and then I did the audiobook, so I count that as reading. I ingested the book, not literally.
He ate the book.
He then cut
the book.
It up and added it to a salad.
This might be the most shocking question of the whole game.
Oh.
How many of Anna Kendrick's movies has Sam seen? She has 43.
She's 43. How many
out
have
of 43,
you seen?
How many have I seen?
Did you figure this out beforehand?
I did.
Okay.
No, I'm just going to go through them right now. Yes,
19.
Dylan. No.
No!
Yes.
40.
No.
She went way higher than I went.
Dylan is way closer.
Yeah. Can we get one more guess?
Of course.
23.
Yeah. No.
25.
I will say you've both been over.
Oh.
No one has guessed under the number. Rebecca.
It's too late.
Well, if I can, 15?
No.
Ah, so close. All right, how many is it, Sam?
18. I've seen 18 out of 43.
Dang. Now name them all.
I've seen, okay, Pitch Perfect 1, 2, 3, Trolls 1.
What? How dare you?
It's so good. I have to see the rest of the Trolls movies.
No, you don't.
I've seen Voices. I've seen, okay, where was I at now? 1, 2, 3, Pitch Perfect.
Mm-hmm. One Troll.
Two Twilights, one Troll.
Voices.
Voices. Mm-hmm. I've seen Hollers. Seen Into the Woods.
Uh-huh.
I've seen Last 5 Years.
Uh-huh.
I've seen Alice, Darling.
Uh-huh.
That's 11.
Uh-huh. 8 more.
What else have I seen her in?
You did this at one point. You did this.
8
now.
More.
I literally went through her list of movies. Let me go see what it was.
If you can't remember, it's not worth the time. It's all right.
Oh, that's fine. But yeah,
he remembers 11 of the 18 he's seen.
Oh, yeah. Scott Pilgrim and Table 19 are 2 others I remember.
Oh, yeah. Scott Pilgrim was the best. Oh, because that's when she would have met Edgar, right? Because he directed that. That's right. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you weren't Edgar Wright about that. You were Edgar Wrong.
Oh.
Aren't you enjoying our tabletop RPG podcast?
My disappointment is immeasurable. My day is right.
I can't explain this enough to you, the listeners. I've been saying for weeks
He's
now...
He's been hyping this so hard.
I've been saying, we're going to do the bloodiest, most hardcore one-shot.
He kept calling it a meat grinder. The only thing this is grinding is my heart.
My brain meat is ground.
So it is a meat grinder.
Is brain and meat?
All right,
meat?
This is the last...
It's jelly.
This is the last Sam and Anna question. It is this, and this one is... There are 2 correct answers.
Okay.
I will take either one. So my wife is well aware of my admiration of Anna Kendrick. And in all fairness, I have also told her that if one of these two people steals her away from me and she leaves me for them, I'm not even going to be mad.
Taylor's like celebrity yes. crushes, basically. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's really difficult. I don't know her that well.
It's pretty. These ones are not obscure. Like, these are like A-list celebrities.
Can we get any hint?
It'd be pretty similar to Lindsay's, I think.
I doubt it'd be similar to Lindsay's.
Yeah. I know it's from a movie that Lindsay and Taylor both really like.
Hmm.
It's from a, they're both starring in a musical movie that was tremendously popular in the last 10 years.
Okay. Oh, she has it. Okay.
Hold on.
Yes.
I have his face. Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, you got it right.
Okay. She's an Aussie.
I mean, it's Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
It's Hugh Jackman, to be fair.
Hugh Jackman or Zac Efron.
Oh, so both of the Greatest Showmans. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Yeah, both the Greatest Showmans. So, as it stands right now, Rebecca has 23 points, and Dylan
now, question,
is still at 19.
Now, question, is this Zac Efron in The Iron Claw, or is this Zac Efron pre-The Iron Claw?
Pre-Iron Claw.
Okay.
Is he good in The Iron Claw?
He's extremely good, but he looks really weird in it.
Oh, okay.
Now, I gotta know, Dylan, your celebrity crush.
Oh, mine? Ah, mm-hmm. Shoot.
Isn't it like a wrestler?
What? No, my real celebrity crush is Jude Law, if I'm going to be completely honest.
Jude Law.
Is what?
Jude Law.
Okay. What about you, Rebecca?
My wife will attest.
Do I have one?
So you must love the Sherlock Holmes
I do,
movies.
But particularly Jude Law in The Holiday.
Mm, okay.
It's been so long. I feel like the most recent... I could go with a fictional crush.
That works.
Quote-unquote crush, you know.
Bingley?
Alistair from Dragon Age Origins.
Oh, excellent choice.
Ooh, a friend's been playing Origins sweet. Recently, and it reminded me of my love for that golden retriever of a character. Mm-hmm. He must be
excellent
protected.
Choice.
All right. This is the final part. And interestingly enough, it is worth five points.
You mean that I could catch
last
up
five
and win,
points.
Is what you're saying.
Is you it the could, last 5 points?
Oh! It should be. It's called Lights, Camera, Kendrick, but it should be called...
That's just the name of the episode.
Points. Oh, dang it. This whole
it's
time
Anna
I meant
Kendrick
to call though. Points poppies,
oh, yeah.
like her
oh,
character
too late.
In Trolls. Well,
Lights, Camera, Lights, Camera, Kendrick can be the name of the episode, though, for sure.
Lights, Camera, Kendrick. No, it can be Fanna Kendrick. That's the name
we'll
of the game.
We'll
stick
Lights,
Kendrick.
Camera, Kendrick in the show notes in like the description or something.
Nah, it can be whatever gets the most. I have no shame.
Whatever lets Anna Kendrick see this.
Yes. It's just going to be called all caps, Anna Kendrick, please listen.
Sam's outside your house looking through your trash.
Oh, no. No, I respect her.
It's because he's sorting out the recycling for her. That's
yeah, he's got to make sure it works. He's doing it in the French style where you have to do it in like German style, rather. We have to do it in like six different bins.
He's washing out the cat food containers for you.
I was just watching a blooper from The Office where Pam comes up to Michael. He's going through the trash, and she's like, "We don't do recycling." And he's like, "Oh, then why have I been sorting these between colors?" And
oh no!
It's just the dumbest thing.
That's so funny.
Several layers.
And here I thought that this podcast might be like, "Oh well, hey, you know, I can." Other Anna Kendrick fans would love to listen to this. No, now I just seem like the worst. And a Kendrick fan ever who's only seen 18 of her movies. So thank you for that.
So many of her movies.
You outed yourself.
All right, this game is called Lights, Camera, Kendrick. And here, it's very simple. This is the most improv-heavy part of the game. Your job is to pitch a movie to me that stars Anna Kendrick. And I will rank it out of 5 stars. And the movie that wins gets 5 points. This one is for all the poppies.
I feel like we should take off our headphones for this for the other person so we don't get to steal from their ideas.
I also want to hear it. I guess I'll just have to listen to the episode.
You can listen to the episode, yeah. Who wants to go first is the question.
I'm ready. I think I'm ready, too. I've got the nugget.
All right, let me get ready for this. All right, what is the name of your... Do you have a name?
No! Stop it! He started spamming the soundboard. Okay, it's called Scrappy Little Nobody, and it is a musical rendition of her memoir... That's my elevator pitch.
That's your elevator pitch?
Do you want more?
I need more.
Okay, so it's a musical rendition of her memoir. She is narrating it. We'll see, like, somehow splicing in her characters from the movies. Like, not just her dressing up as the characters, but it's actually them from, like, scenes mashed in there. And you get to be a background actor.
5 stars! Alright, well, I have ranked your movie, and I will tell you my ranking later.
Thank you, director.
But, alright, that's a good elevator pitch, but I could use more elaboration. Alright. Dylan, paint a picture in my head of this perfect Anna Kendrick movie. Do you have a title?
I do. It's called The Second Chances Cafe. Are you ready?
Continue.
To get blown away.
Of course.
In the Second Chances Cafe, we have our lovely Anna Kendrick, who stars as a talented pastry chef. This is basically a Hallmark movie, by the way, whose dreams of owning her own bakery are shattered when her long-term boyfriend breaks up with her unexpectedly. At the same time, within the same month, her grandmother also passes away, who used to run the cafe, the bakery. So as she is determined to honor her grandmother's memory and find a new purpose, she must go take over the cafe that her grandmother ran. But there was a charming handyman played by who's a hot actor? Chris Pine. We'll say Chris Pine, who helps her restore the cafe to its former glory that her grandmother once had. And it becomes a little rom-com. They have, like, different crises threatening the cafe. They have to confront her fears and make difficult decisions about her future. So there's heartwarming moments, lots of delicious desserts, and a lot of romance. So it's a feel-good film about resilience and the power of following your dreams and love.
Ooh. Hmm. Now I'm mad that doesn't exist. All right, Rebecca, get back on.
She can't hear you.
Oh, no. We're waving.
Hello.
Well, you both had good elevator pitches. I will say, in terms of lights...
Mine wasn't tight.
In terms of lights, camera, Kendrick, these are the two movies we've heard of. That was not a good joke.
No, that wasn't a joke.
No, that wasn't. No, that was just a statement. The first movie was a musical version, a musical adaptation of her novel.
Of course,
novel,
it was a musical. Why would
Scrappy Little Nobody?
Oh, really?
Which, but while I love the simple pitch, she didn't include additional casting.
Oh, it's only Anna Kendrick. It's Anna Kendrick. It's like the movie Moon, where it's just the one actor.
I don't know.
Well, now you're. Well, you just sold me more on it. You guess yourself. Her as all the roles, her as Edgar Wright, but also as Bill Hader.
I would watch that, like, dude.
I would watch, okay.
I'm just giving you the win, I'm sorry.
That was my plan. That was what I said.
Yep. Go back in post and change that to what I said.
Wink.
Second Chances Cafe sounds like a really charming little movie, but now that I know that,
what's that?
Anna Kendrick is playing all of her... Oh my gosh, it's a marvelous thing starring Chris Pine. Listen,
I made a Hallmark movie starring Anna Kendrick and Chris Pine.
It'd be so good. But now that I know that Anna Kendrick is playing every single character.
Yeah, she has to do it. It has to be that. We have to green light it.
Oh my gosh, that definitely wins, which means that Cinderella, i.e. Rebecca, wins.
I've sabotaged Anna myself.
Anna Kendrick would be so proud of you right now.
Aww, thanks, Anna Kendrick.
Can't believe I've
and
done
as
this.
A reward, you of course get to host an Anna Kendrick podcast with me, one of Anna Kendrick's biggest fans. But for you, dear listeners, I hope you've had a happy April Fool's Day, and I hope this was a pleasant surprise.
And definitely give Anna Kendrick a call to put some security measures around her trash can.
I'm just sorting them into, you know,
whites and colors.
Yeah,
lights and darks.
Lights and darks.
And over here,
put the red
beds.
Separate. Yeah.
But if you walked away with any lesson today, I hope it is this: go watch an Anna Kendrick movie and her new movie, which is
Trolls 3.
I shouldn't. It's not Trolls 3. Trolls World
4.
Tour is
Trolls
no,
8.
Where is it?
Pitch Perfect 7.
Trolls Band Together. Thank you very much. Trolls Band Together, which is about
Twilight Apocalypse
family.
The little known sequel to the Twilight trilogy.
Which number in the Trolls series is it?
I think it's 4 or 5.
She has one coming to Netflix in May.
With Bill Hader?
I wish.
Hader's gonna hate.
I think it's called The Dating Game.
Is it called Second Chances Cafe by any chance?
Oh my gosh. Imagine if Bill Hader starred in Second Chances Cafe.
I thought about doing Bill Hader, but I was like, ah, Chris
Pine
would
be like a
good face.
Why does that sound like
a
K-drama to me?
It basically, I mean, it's a Hallmark movie. It's the same thing.
Woman of the Hour. It's called Woman of the
Hour.
Woman
of the Hour. What? Hey, she has been this woman of this hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been the woman of our hour.
This has been a glorified commercial for Woman of the Hour.
Exactly.
But we didn't get paid.
Yeah, if you're Netflix, if you want to sponsor us, I know you like throwing money at wasteful projects, so.
Oh my god, oh. Well, any sponsorship we would have gotten has since been...
It's better not to. If we were any good, they would have canceled us.
Yeah, Shadow and Bone. Oops.
Wop.
That being said, Woman of the Hour is directed and starring Anna Kendrick, and it's coming to Netflix.
Directed.
And also, Alice Darling was wonderful, and she should have gotten awards for that.
I'm gonna have to go watch that movie. Yeah,
it's so
Award
good,
shows
guys.
Are bogus.
Catch us next April Fools, where I torture our fellow co-stars with my weird obsessive knowledge.
I already know what I'm doing for next April Fool's Day.
No,
you
don't,
because
I just had an idea.
Oh no!
I'm about to start thinking of ideas. Y'all have,
we'll
a,
have
good,
a happy
a good old April 1st.
Go prank your family and friends and don't do any harm.
Yeah. Do no harm. Just do pranks. Especially if they're quiz shows.
That's the little known follow-up to the... what's it called?
The same.
This would have been funnier if I could have remembered it. Hippocratic Oath. There we go. That's the phrase that comes after that phrase in Hippocratic Oath. Do no harm. Also go prank your friends.
Well, thanks for playing. And I'll see you next time we play Fanta Kendrick.
No.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Cam here. Thanks for listening to Minions and Misfits. If you like what you heard, don't forget to check out our socials. The links are down in the description. And please, leave us a review on whatever app you use to listen to your podcast. It'll help us reach more people who can enjoy the episode that you just listened to. See you next time.